to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To worship Him and to honor Him for who He is. If the church can't praise Him, who can? If the church doesn't pray to Him or praise Him, who will? My God. If we don't, it says the rocks will cry out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we don't want a rock. I don't want any rock to cry out.
Amen.
Except us praising our God for who He is. And we have a lot to be thankful for.
Amen. Every day.
Every day. A lot to be thankful for. For all that He's given unto us.
Amen.
You know, how many of you like to be around a complainer? Hang up the phone. Get off internet. Whatever it takes. But somebody that complains constantly, you don't like to be around them, huh? Because it's like constantly, like someone told me years ago, that Joyce Morris said that when you complain, you're giving praise to the devil. And really, in a way, what she said was truth. But when we give praise to our God, we're giving praise to our God. And that's what He wants from us. Because doesn't your day go better? I mean, my God, you get up and boy, you just have a, it seems like a little step in your walk, you know. Like, okay, let's get this done for the day. You know, get all this done, whatever work and whatever needs to be done at home and whatever. But you have your constant eye upon Him. But when it's on something else, it seems like it doesn't go as well. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33, in all His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. We need to seek Him with everything within us. Well, today's Father's Day. Amen. Amen. It's about time He comes around. My Lord. You're probably saying, Pastor, once a year is enough. Okay. Mother's Day comes around once a year, Father's Day, and all the other 363 days, it's for the children. So, in whatever avenue, whatever way that we need to do for them, if they're grown or not or are still at home. But happy Father's Day, fathers. And for and men that are here that you are maybe not married or you're not yet a father, you know, still happy Father's Day to you. We do not want to leave anyone out, but we want to thank God for all men. Let's make our declaration before Him. Let's lift up our Bibles. Say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. So don't forget about July 4th, okay? Go get something red, white, and blue. You might say, oh, Pastor, thank you. You've given me permission to go spend some money. Molly and Frank will keep me informed that who is at Walmart. they have the inside scoop. Just pay for everything you get. Don't steal anything. Don't take anything that's not yours. I don't want to go visit you in jail for something like that. It costs too much, yes. Not that she's done it. No, 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 no. I want to clarify. We welcome everybody that's watching on YouTube and Facebook. We do not have somebody that steals from Walmart. She works there, her and her husband. They just know and have been in meetings with people that have stolen all kind of stuff. But you know what? You know, that's the word of God. God says, don't steal. Don't take what is not yours. But you know what? In the God's word gives us promises. And let me tell you, we can claim those promises through the word of God. Through the word of God, people. That God says in His word, He means it. You know, when He says that He can be your healer, He can be your healer. When he says that he can provide for you, he can provide for you. That's our God. When he says, I can give you direction, he means it. I can give you direction. I can help you through all avenues in your heart and in your life. That's the kind of God we serve. You know, as Father's Day comes today, you know, I want to ask you maybe a few questions, but I don't want any response, please. As fathers, and even as mothers, but as fathers today, do you have a strong relationship with your spouse? As fathers, do you have a strong relationship with your children? You know, your children, they will never have another father. Never. I mean, you know, somebody can try to step in and for whatever reasons, you know, and try to be there for them and try to through remarriage and all that stuff. But you know what? No one can take the place of who your father is, whoever he may be. As I look out to you, I want to congratulate you and all out there who are working diligently to be good fathers. Diligently. Whoever it may be, whatever you may be doing, that you are working diligently, because every family is basically the same, but yet every family is different. You know? And so you might say, well, Pastor, I've messed up as a father. Maybe did this or that. I understand. But you might say, Pastor, I've done everything I can to help my children or to be that father that they need for me to be. Just continue to do what God tells you to do. Be that father that they can trust. Be that father that they can trust. In Malachi, it talks about bringing the hearts of the fathers back to the children and bringing the hearts of the children back to the father. And in reality, if you read it and you get it in the order that it should be, really they're talking about at the millennium reign, about bringing the hearts of the fathers and the children back together. But we can still take that picture. You know, we all today have different stories about our fathers. You know, some come from a background where the father was there and is still there in the home. Some maybe have a father that, for whatever reason, maybe mother and father divorced and the father was gone for a certain amount of time. You know, some have fathers that have passed away, you know. And, you know, and we all come from different categories, if you want to say it that way. But we all have a Heavenly Father that takes care of every one of us. Amen. Every one of us. We, you know, I can think of, you know, myself, you know, my father passed away. It's been, what, 12 years or so? 12 years. My mother and father, y'all divorced a long time ago. And, you know, that happens. Things happen. And, you know, did not have the best of relationships because he didn't visit a lot. But just because he didn't make right decisions does not mean that I have a right to hold him in bondage. Does not mean that. You might say, well, I have a right. The only rights we have are the rights that God gives us through his word. Amen. That's it. You might say, well, Pastor, what am I to do? We need to look at all avenues. And we need to look at places where we need to maybe forgive. Because let me tell you, my dad was, he worked hard. He worked. Now, he didn't spend it all in the right place, but who did? You know? And that, you know, that the family suffered. But hey, things happen. Things happen. But we need to realize this, that we have to forgive. If there's anything that we need to forgive them of, forgive them and go on with your relationship with the Lord. Because let me tell you this, if we don't forgive, and let me tell you, forgiveness is not a feeling. Well, I feel like I've forgiven him because I feel good today. Well, tomorrow you're going to feel bad and you're going to feel like you hadn't. We live by faith in Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary's cross. And once we go before him and we say, Lord, I forgive, it breaks that bondage and you are free under the power and blood of Jesus Christ. You're free. Now, the results of the freedom might take a little while, but you are free because he said it is finished. But look how faithful God is. My dad and I, we didn't have a relationship, really. He's never heard me preach the gospel, ever. But I tell you what, the last year he was alive, and let me tell you, my dad passed away prematurely. He was 72 years old. Before his time, he should have lived longer. But the last year of his life, God started working on me. And he said, I want you to go visit. Now, I would go, but you know, you'd go every 2 or 3 months. Hurry up, pop in, and hurry up, leave. You know, that kind of stuff. You know, just to kind of make you feel okay, you know. But that last year of his life, I went just about every Thursday to his house. And when I went to visit, I went to visit. Sit down, talking about things. We'd go eat every once in a while. Just that I didn't know that he would be dead in a year from now. But you see, God knew. God knew. And he knew how to take care of me. So that today, I can have that relationship with him because of what I had with him on earth. You see, God will take care of those things. You got to forgive. Got to forgive. And let me tell you, I'm looking out here, every one of you, as fathers, you are a hard worker. You worked hard. You get up every morning, you know, most of the time without complaining. One leg out the bed and saying, push me. And your wife pushes you out of bed and says, go work. I need some peace in this house. Get out of here. And I need some money, too, because I need to go buy me some stuff for 4th of July. So hurry up. Get out there and work. Let me tell you, every one of you are hard workers. You know how hard that is to find hard workers? Look, you go everywhere. They're looking for people to work. We have such a shortage of people not working. They're looking everywhere, everywhere, from restaurants to, the other day I was driving and they had a sign on, I mean, it was a nice building, you know, and it was just a wooden sign saying, cooks needed. And I said, oh, okay, you know, but there's work out there. And let me tell you, I appreciate you, men, that work hard. And you come here on Sundays and Wednesdays, whatever, and you give your money that you've worked hard for to supply for your family. That's why I just don't throw money away. You use it because men and women too, it's men today, so okay, I don't want to leave, but have worked hard and have sweated from your brow to give and to work and to have that money. Working hard to supply for your family. And let me tell you, I know your wife appreciates it. Your spouse appreciates what you give into that home. Your children, they might not say it, but let me tell you, they appreciate you. They appreciate you and what you've done for them. Because you could stay home and do zero. And there are men out there that do it. Uh-huh. They'd rather collect a $300 check instead of going to work and make a few thousand a week. It's a shame. And put themselves and their wife and their children in a bondage of not having all kinds of stuff. And I'm not saying having stuff is, but I tell you what, money can bring freedom a little. Not the love of money. No. But money is a good thing. There's nothing wrong with it. And we need to do everything we can to supply for the families. And men, thank you for giving of your life, giving of your body to work and to have the things that are needed within your home. You know, I know some of you, maybe your spouse has died, that you are collecting off of them. Thank God they worked so hard that you could have what you have. But you might say, well, I'm working too. I said, I understand. You know, sometimes it takes two to work to get things done. That's okay. But God is the God that can supply for all things. All things. Now look at this. That's just a commercial there. That's just kind of. Colossians chapter 3, if you would turn there, please. Also, to the ending of that year I spent with my dad. He turned it around in 1 year. And let me tell you what he did. He gave me control of his checking account and used it to bury him. Didn't cost any of the children anything. Nobody. He paid for it himself. God is faithful, people. God is a faithful God. Let me tell you, men, you might say, man, my father, you know, if he's still alive, try to mend the fences if you can. I'm not saying go in to your father and get hurt again or hurt more than ever before. But let me tell you this. Start praying for your father. If he's still alive, start praying for him. Asking God, first of all, salvation to be brought to him. Asking God to move upon him, because prayer changes things. Asking God to mend that relationship. And let me tell you, God can do it. If we rely upon him, he can mend what broken relationships that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and bring back what God wants. Because we're moved by the Spirit of God and letting God be God. Look at this in Colossians chapter 3. Look at verse 1. If you then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ. Look at this, people. Men, I want to encourage you to take this scripture, these three scriptures. It says in verse 1, if you then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Men, take the time to seek God. Take the time to seek God. And when I say men, women too, you need to seek God. But as being head of that home, God's Spirit needs to be in you. God's anointing needs to be in your heart and life. That God would lead you and guide you in the right direction. Ask God. Seek those things which are above. Seek God's face. You know that song we sing, it gets to me every time. Face to face. One day, we will stand face to face with him. Amen. God, what are we going to say to him? What is he going to say to us? We all want thou good and faithful servant, huh? We all want that. I'm not talking about heaven or hell. None of that. We've made a decision to follow Christ, and we're serving him to the best of our ability. But now the decision is, did we do what he said to do? Did we mend the fences? Did we go beyond what God wanted us to do? Did we do what he wanted us to do? You know? And let me tell you, today is Father's Day. Let me tell you, especially the ones that your fathers have passed away, just like myself. During the day today, I'm going to get by myself and I'm going to cry a few tears. Nothing wrong with that. Because you remember what God has done. And it's good to reflect back, to see what God can do. And you get away with God if your parents aren't here and they passed away. Cry a few tears. It doesn't matter. Just by yourself. And you say, Father, you're my Father now upon this earth. And let God bring the healing that needs to be healed. And you might say, well, you know, my father wasn't a good man. I understand that. I understand. And sometimes maybe things can happen that's not good. But God can still heal your heart, bring you total restoration, and give you a love for him like you've never seen before. See, that's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. But men, pursue those things that are above. I know we need earthly things, but let me tell you, when we pursue him, God will bring about those things that we need. He knows what we need. He knows the house we need. He knows the things that are in the house that are breaking sometimes. You know, when you have a house, there's always something broken or about to break. Always on the verge. But that's okay. God gives men patience to go and fix those things. Because you see, we're trying to keep the castle nice. Keep your house looking good, people. Keep it looking nice. You know. Cut the grass. Paint the house. Whatever you got to do. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Set your affection. You know what affection is? Set your love on things above. See? Set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. Love God, man. Love him. Look, I've gotten with God and said, Lord, I don't know how. And I said, Lord, give me a love for you like I've never had before. Help me to fall in love with you. Because let me tell you this, men. When we love God and God tells us something, we're going to do it. Because you love him. That's just like if your spouse or your children come. Your children says, Dad, or your spouse says, Honey, and you know something's about up. If they say, Honey, Babe, oh, Lord, what you want? What, you know, what's going on? Well, the washing machine or the dryer or the whatever, you know, you just kind of, whatever it is. But you see, because you love them so much, you will go and you will try to fix it or do whatever or get somebody to come in and fix it or just handle it. Just handle the situation. You know, handle it. God will do those things. We got to allow God to do those things. Just as he shows an affection and love towards us. I mean, how many times have we been down and out almost? And the Spirit of God, if it wasn't for the Spirit of God coming in as we're praising or doing something or just whatever and healing and doing, where would we be today? But you see, our Heavenly Father says for us to put our affection and our love above. Those things. It says it's love the Lord thy God, what? With all our hearts, soul, mind, and then something else? Strength. Got it. There's a place in I think it's Matthew that just says heart, soul, and mind. And then in the Old Testament, he puts it a little further. He says strength also, which we know it's everything, no matter what. Three or four, we got it all. Huh? Three or four, we got it all, huh? Got it all. That means love him. Love him. Fall in love with your God, men. Stand up for righteousness. And I know you do, but I want to encourage you ever before. Stand up for your wife. Stand up for your children. Stand up for the things of God, because you love him and your affection is on things that are above and not on things below on earth. But we look to him as men to do great and mighty things in us. Look at this. I don't think ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in. Look. When we do one and two, our lives are hid with Christ in God. It's like a covering. It's like when the hurricane's coming and we take that car and we put it in the garage. And we say, okay, now, garage, protect this car. God protects us. Man, when we put our affection on things above, when we look to him and let God be God in us, my Lord, we are hid in Christ. That means the arms of our God are over us. They're over us. They hide us. God bless you. God bless you. They hide us, people. Ladies, too, come on. When we put our minds and our hearts towards God, he protects us. You might say, well, sometimes I don't feel like he's protecting. Well, God bless you. Just keep your heart towards him, because you might be another Job. And maybe God's bragging on his child. You know, if God knew that Job would have failed him, he wouldn't have let him go through that. God knows the beginning, the middle, and the end. He knew that when Job and all the boils and everything would come on him, and his three wise friends supposedly would tell him, just curse God, and his wife would tell him also, and go on. That he sat there, did nothing wrong. Zero. Loved God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. Lost his children. Lost everything. Was wallowing in his pity there. But just sat there and didn't say a word. You know why he didn't say a word? This is my thought. Because if he would have opened that mouth, stuff would have spewed out that wouldn't have been good. He just shut it up. Okay, Lord. Sometimes we need to keep that mouth closed sometimes. Well, I'm going to speak my mind. Well, your mind better stop speaking. Because it's going to kill your children and kill your marriage and kill everything. Huh? We have to do what is right, men. Come on. And let me tell you, but Job stood the test. And things may come our way, men, but stand the test. Stand the test. Just stand strong in him. In him, as we are hid in Christ. Because of who he is. And we've made him Lord over our lives. And we are men of God. Every one of you men of God that love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you want to do what God wants you to do because you love Him and you want to see your family prosper, you want to see them move on the things of God, be filled with the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues, be baptized by the Spirit of God. We want God to move. God is saying, I'll bring back the fathers to the children and the children back to the fathers. We've seen so many hurt things happen that are happening today that's destroying families. And let me tell you, you want to know why the devil goes after the father? Because he represents God in that family.
Amen.
That's the truth. Represents God in that family, in his authority there, and tries to destroy the manhood in any way that he can. They say women just want to be loved by their husbands. Just loved. Women want to be loved by their husbands. But men want respect from their wives. Just respect. Not that we know it all, but just respect. Giving of that respect. As I heard Jelaine say one time, we were counseling with some people, whatever, and she said this. She said, if Joe goes into the ditch, I'm right behind him. We're in the ditch. That's because she's following me or on the side of me. We're in the ditch. You see? But you see, when we put God first and we let God be God and we rise up. Men, what's wrong with praying over your meal? What's wrong with praying? Be the man that God wants you to be. Let God work in you. Let me tell you this. Look, God is not looking for us to have 100 words, speaking eloquently, Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to do better, but God is not looking for that. You know what God looks at? The heart of a man. Fathers, even if you have to say, Father, just bless this food. Amen. Let's go on. This is it. He asks God to bless the head of the house. Thank you, Lord. Let's go on. You've done what God wanted. Leading, guide your family in the right direction. And let me tell you, your wife and your children will follow. And they will help you to do what is right. You is right. Trust yourself, not in self. Trust yourself that you trust in God to lead you and guide you in the right direction. Because guys, everyone, you great men. Great. I look at some of you and I see where God has brought you out of. What God has done. And what God wants to do, where he's brought you from this to that in Christ. Now, Miss Betty, here you go. Now, it's her birthday. You're not jealous, huh? No. Okay. I said, I need... That's the message. Betty got it. No, we just want to be a blessing to you. Hope you enjoy it. Now, if I see white tape on your little brown truck, your little gray truck, I don't know. Amen. The greatest example we have, men, is Christ. The greatest example we have is Christ, people. We're a hidden Christ. What is the Father's true character? We see it in Jesus. Because in John 14:9 it says, he who has seen me has seen the Father. That was Jesus speaking. And we know he's merciful. He's patient. Jesus was gentle, compassionate, kind, full of goodness towards all people. Heeding men's words, When people came against him, depend on who it was, and he looked at their hearts. It was religious people trying to destroy him. He told them what they were because he loved them. Amen. But when it was a little lady with an issue of blood, or a man that was by Solomon's temple calling out to him, "Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me." It caught the attention of Jesus. See, men, when you call out to God, it gets his attention. When you call out to him for help, he gets the attention. He gets your attention. When you call out to him for help, because let me tell you, it's not easy to be a man out there. Wives, there are ladies out there that'll take your husband in a second if they could. I'm telling you. But because we're Christians, we don't bow to that stuff, that evil. And because we have praying wives, that the devil is destroyed. The devil is destroyed. "Thou son of David, have mercy upon me." Jesus said, "Go get him." They were trying to shut him up. And let me tell you, the world will try to shut us up from praising our God. And he brought that man to him, and he healed him. First he asked, "What do you want?" I mean, the man's blind. You know, you think he, you know. You know, somebody's standing in front of you that's blind, and they say, you know, "Son of David, have mercy upon me." You'd think, you know, Jesus knew. But he wanted him to say what he wanted. You know, he wanted him to say it. And he said, "I want my eyes. I want to see." Jesus spit in the dirt, made some clay, put it on his eye. I mean, gosh. And healed the man. My, what a God. What a God. Because of who God is. The Savior healed the sick, provided for needs, and offered forgiveness. Our devotion to God, people. Our devotion to him, men. Our devotion to him. I know every one of you is devoted to God. But let's step it up a notch. A little bit. And saying, from this day forward, those things that are holding me back or trying to make me stumble, I do not want anymore. Let's do what God says. Let's take the time to. These are just things that God says for us to do to build us up, to pray, to read his word, to seek God. Asking God to do what he needs to do in our hearts and in our lives. Men, I want to ask you to do something. I said, "Oh, Lord, Pastor, what do you want now?" If you could, would you please come on up and stand before me, if you don't mind? And that's 15 on up. 15 on up. Amen. And if you would, look to me, okay? Just stand in the front. Come in a line. Come in the line. You're doing great. Doing great. Cattle, come on. Come up a little bit. You... Put them center right here. Y'all can come on up. If your wives are here, I want you to come and lay hands on them, okay? Well, I know. You got the Holy Ghost. Miss Gail, would you come behind Andrew? I would say Mama, but I don't know if you want. Well, come. Well, both of y'all can come. I didn't want to. Okay. Be careful right there. Amen. And anybody else, just stand. We love you guys. And just would you put forth your hands towards us? Men, I want to pray for you, okay? And as I'm praying, I want you wives or you people behind, I want you to pray for your husband because he needs your prayer, people. Well, he might tell you he doesn't, but he does. He does. He just laughs about that. But we need your prayers, okay? Amen. Amen. Father, I just come before you, Lord. And Father, I pray a mighty move of the Spirit of God upon all these men, Lord. Father, I pray, number one, that you will protect them from the evil one, Lord. That he will not be able to come in and steal the word that you give them. That he will not be able to steal what you put upon their hearts to do. Father, I pray a spirit of obedience to the Spirit of God to be upon each of these men in Jesus' name. That they will obey you when you speak to them. That the power of the Spirit of God will be upon their lives like they've never seen before. Lord, I pray that they will praise you and honor you, and you will open up the Word of God to them. That the Word will become such an avenue of growth for them, Lord. That you will put a hunger on the inside of them for that Word like never before, Father. I pray the Spirit of God to be upon them, that you will protect their minds, their spirits, their souls, and their bodies in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, that the enemy cannot send anything that will try to separate what you have put together in their marriage between him and his wife. Father, I pray the anointing of the Spirit of God upon their lives, Lord. Raise them up. Speak new things unto their hearts and lives that you would want them to do, Father. That your anointing and your Spirit would be upon their lives. Help them, Lord. Raise them up as mighty men to preach your gospel wherever they are. At work, when they're at the stores, behind a pulpit, wherever you want, Lord God, raise them up. And Lord God, I pray healing in their bodies, Lord. Touch them. Heal their bodies. That they can be ready to do what you've called them to do, Lord. The anointing of the Spirit of God and the ones that are not filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord God, fill them, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your protection upon them. Be with them, help them, and Lord, also, thank you, Father, I pray the blessings of the Lord upon their lives. Give them favor upon their jobs, that they will have more money to supply for their families. In Jesus' name, give them the things that they need and they want, and Father, even some desires according to your word. Provide for them and give them favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to tell you I appreciate you.
Appreciate
Amen.
You too,
appreciate you, brother. Love you. Appreciate you. Love you. Appreciate you, and I love you. Amen. Don't leave. Don't leave. Wait. Hold on. Appreciate you and love you.
We need to pray for you too.
Appreciate you and love you. You can go now after I shake your hand. Appreciate you. Appreciate you and love you. Amen. Oh, Lord. Y'all are just too silly. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. If your father's still alive, call him today. If you can. Alrighty, and just say, Father, happy Father's Day. I love you. Okay? Amen. If you can. Now, you kids, Tell your father happy Father's Day also, whatever you got to do. All righty? But I appreciate you and love you, and I pray you have a great Father's Day. Always remember this, Jelaine and I, we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Amen. Andrew, you can come.